USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Houston assessing damage from the cold snap. Biden also visiting an emergency operations center in Houston and praising employees for their work. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says declines in new cases of the coronavirus may be stalling.
We are watching these concerning data very closely to see where they will go over the next few days. But it's important to remember where we are in the pandemic. Things are tenuous. Now is not the time to relax restrictions.
Dr. Walensky also sounded more warnings about the growth of virus mutations or variants. Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine is up for final approval from the FDA today. An FDA advisory committee discussing whether to approve the vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
House Democrats' $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill would trigger deep cuts to programs such as Medicare unless Congress works around a 2010 law intended to curb federal deficits. That's according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The CBO projects that the Office of Management and Budget would have to issue a directive to cut mandatory spending by $381 billion in fiscal 22, absent other offsets or waivers. That translates to $36 billion in cuts to Medicare. Democrats expected to pass that bill later on Friday. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the 2018 operation that led to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a declassified U.S. intelligence report concludes. The Biden administration is preparing a new policy that will lay out consequences for attacks on future journalists. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Burger King is bringing back two fan favorites, but they won't stick around long. The Sourdough King will only be served through April 19th. It includes a quarter-pound patty topped with bacon, cheese, ketchup, and mayonnaise between two sourdough slices. Anyone who has a silent G in their name can get it free through the BK app. Cheesy Tots also back. Fans beg for them every time the bite-sized snack disappears. An annual rite of passage for many conservatives is taking place in Orlando, Florida.
CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is an annual political conference attended by conservative activists, elected officials from around the country. Since the normal location of Maryland is in lockdown, the conference is in not lockdown Orlando, Florida. Earlier Friday morning, Senator Mike Lee of Utah set the tone.
And let's remember what government is. Government's not some holy thing. It's not some noble aspiration. It's nothing more and nothing less than the official collective use of force. It's just force. And so faith in government means tyranny. You can't have faith in government without promoting tyranny. And faith in people means freedom.
Subscription-based Fox Nation is carrying the conference live. President Trump will close the gathering Sunday with a forward-looking speech. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.